Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Carlos, first of all, what's the concern with Vientos and the hamstring?
Yeah, I was just there in the training room. He's getting looked at by our trainers. He's the hamstring, obviously. Didn't look good. So, again, like I said, he's going through all the testing, and we got to wait and see.
What impressed you the most about Blackburn tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he was really good. I thought attacked the zone, used all of his pitches. I thought the cutter was good, the sinker was good against righties, the changeup kept those guys off balance, guessing. He was pitch efficient, to be honest with you. Obviously, we didn't make a play that extended that inning in the fifth inning. But overall, against a pretty good lineup, obviously, for him to be out there for the first time after, you know, so much time that he missed, unbelievable job there.
How big was that for Alvarez to get a hard hit there to the opposite field?
Yeah, I feel like he's been taking a lot better swings as of late. The past few games, I feel like he's getting on time. He's got some rhythm. He's recognizing pitches a lot better. So I think he's making progress, and it was good to see him obviously coming through the way there against a pretty good pitcher on Scott. We're running at second base, not only going the other way, but driving the ball with authority.
What were those last couple of innings like for you? It seemed you have the game pretty secure, and then they came back on.
Well, I don't know about securing against a lineup like that. You never feel, you know, like until you get that last out, you know. That's a pretty good lineup, pretty good team, and you know they're, you know, whether it's kind of like the same way we feel with our offense. You know, guy gets on, and, you know, before you know it, the tying run is at home play, and you feel good about your chances. They got to be feeling the same way, and that's why, you know, you got to play all 27 and, you know, got to keep competing. And then we went to extras today, and I'm glad we were able to cross those two to home plate. So.
Is there a specific approach your pitchers have been taking the last 3 games and then you allowed the 6 runs to the Dodgers?
Not really. I mean, just sticking to our strength. Obviously, they're good hitters. We're playing. You're making some defensive, good defensive plays. We're just executing, you know. But again, they're good. But we also, you know, got some guys that, you know, are attacking the zone, are limiting damage. I feel good with where we're at.
What made Dustin May so tough?
Yeah. Obviously, he's got the sinker. The sweeper was good, especially backdoors to lefties, you know. I don't think he threw that cutter that he's been, you know, I thought he threw a few of them his last outing. But today it was more, a couple of four seams at the top. But I think the sweeper was his pitch today.
Carlos, if Vientos does miss time, is Mauricio someone you could consider, or is it physically not there yet?
Well, I got to talk to David here, you know. I just got back from the training room, and we'll have those conversations.
With Blackburn, I know it is just immediately after the game, but what's the plan now for him moving forward?
Yeah, so we got to wait and see, but there's a good chance he'll go back to the bullpen for now, and then we'll go from there.
What do you think about what you've been seeing from Lindor at these last few games?
Yeah, driving the ball to all fields, especially going the other way. When he's doing that, I think I said it a couple of days ago, every time he goes the other way with authority, is a good sign, you know. And we saw it again today. They try to come in, and he's able to pull the ball to lead off the game. He's a good hitter, man.
Carlos,
Why did you like Rio in that spot at the end?
How do I like it?
So why did you like it?
Well, I just want, you know, once they have the righties ready, you know, I thought I was going to go. That's why he was getting loose, you know, because after the three batters there for Castillo, I was going to have a righty ready for a potential pinch hit, which they did.
Did you not use Diaz for two innings? You were guarding against any...
No, he was three out of four today, so no.
And Castillo was a choice because of the lefty?
Yeah, and, you know, we're down to Castillo and Buro there. Gary was unavailable today. So I just thought getting two out of three batters, two out of three lefties, and then had the righty ready in case they pinch hit, and I'm glad they came through.
Did you believe that Dave was not going to pinch hit for Conforto there?
It took him a second.
Well, when you look at the numbers, Conforto against lefty this year, he's been actually better, you know, so I wasn't surprised, but then he decided, and that's why I have Buro there, but I wasn't surprised at all.
Before that Ohtani at bat, you came out and had a pretty extensive meeting with everybody, not just Diaz. What were you trying to get across
there? Yeah, I was just trying to go through pretty much every scenario, you know, where the infielders, where we want to throw through, what we were going to do with the ball, if it was hit in the infield with a plus runner at the plate, obviously, you know, telling Diaz, you know, the base was still open, but, you know, you like your chances with Diaz there. So there was a lot of scenarios there that I was going through, and that's what I meant in my own visit.
You not play double play depth just because he's so fast?
Yeah, no, and, you know, I got my closer there. I'm going for the win. So, and it's tough. You know, when you got Ohtani who gets down the line, it's not going to be easy to turn a double play. So I was just trying to cut that runner going from third base.
Your team has a better record over the last calendar year than you guys. Years on, seasons change from year to year. What has this team been able to carry over from 2024 to 2025?
The fight, resilience, the grit. They're grinding, you know. It's a group that continues to fight, you know. We went through a lot of adversity, and every team's going to go through adversity. And I feel like, you know, we're playing well now, but we got a long ways to go. But I feel like this group is been tested before, you know. And I just feel like not only we got really good players, but they push each other, they prepare, and they're not afraid to hold each other accountable.
How big of a series is your team looking at this one here with four games here?
Yeah, look, I mean, we know they're good, but it's still June, you know. We come here with the mentality to win a series, you know. It's not like we're looking at the calendar and looking at this specific series, you know. You know, we're playing the team that's in front of us. We're here. And like I said, our job is to try and win a series here.
How about Lindor setting the tone there, sixth leadoff home run of the year?
Yeah, pretty impressive. Really good player, you know, swinging the bat the way he's doing it now. And when he goes, pretty much everyone goes. Then really good at batting extras there from the right side on that double to add on. I thought, you know, that play up the middle, the diving play, keeping the ball in the infield before the Ohtani at bat, that was huge there too. So, again, great player, and, you know, just I'm glad he's on our team.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.